day today. I remember that it was the same team that was on the podium some years ago, and now you made it. You are on that first step of the podium. So how is that feeling, especially for you? Because you had a very tough season. You came back from a tough recovery, and you did a great recovery when you came back to the FIA Motocross World Championship, and now you are here on the top. So just tell us how you are feeling at the moment.
Yeah, like you say, it's especially after all the difficult time I had to go through this year. It's a special feeling to finish the season with the world title for Germany. It's just great. I'm really happy. I had a good day today. My riding was good. We didn't make any faults. Like, we didn't crash. That was really important today. And collecting less points as possible. So just amazing day.
How was the track for you? Because we saw it was getting rougher and rougher. Some riders got some problems and difficulties, but you did well, as you mentioned. How did you find the track of Lommel?
Normally, I really enjoying the sand, but the track, it was not really nice to ride today because it was not like it should be. Like, the bumps were really short and sharp, not like the real waves. So it was really difficult to make the bike setup. But for rest, I was feeling great. Yeah, I find some good lines. Still, it was just a great day.
Thank you, Max. And now I'll pass the word now to Ken Roczen. Ken, you also won your class, you also won the overall, you won the Nations. You must be so proud for the overall result that you got.
Yeah, actually the weekend already started amazing. You know, I felt great out there. And Saturday night, you know, everybody rode really good, so we're really confident, and it was good to go to bed with a clean mind, you know, and just didn't have to worry about anything. And we made some changes on the bike, which I really, really liked. And it was this year, today was the third time in a row that I got the MX2 title here. I mean, so it was, thank you. It was absolutely amazing, but you know, we came here as a team, and I'm when we got here, our goal was to go on the podium, and nobody really, you know, we knew anything was possible, but nobody really thought of going on the top step. And it was a hard battle with Team Belgium, and in the end, you know, we made it for the first time. It's history for us, for everyone, it's for the whole team. You know, everybody did a good job, and like Max said, nobody crashed today. That was really, really important, because the track was tough out there. And it's good to, you know, it's our first year with the number, the next year is going to be the first time with number 1, 2, and 3, so we'll definitely enjoy it. And it's always a pleasure to ride for Team Germany.
How was that that race with the bigger bikes that you managed to battle with them, like the last 2 years? So how was racing here also in the deep sun of Lommel?
The racing for me, it was pretty fun. I really enjoyed the first race too. I got a better start, and so everything came a lot easier. So I was battling hard with all these guys, but you know, it really depends on, you know, when you land from a jump, and if you land in a rut, you know, the bike actually like really takes off because it has kind of like a hard base. But other times you just land in a deep sand, so it's not really an advantage. And maybe an advantage on one point with the 250 because it's not as heavy. But on the other point, we don't have as much power. But then the second motor, you know, had kind of a bad start, and we don't have a lot of time to rest up in between the motos. I was just happy with the way I rode. You know, it got tough in the end, but I had a pretty big gap to the other people's. Like, I was basically riding by myself then, and I'm just super happy with my performance and what the team did.
Thank you very much, Ken. And obviously, I pass the word to Markus Schiefer. Markus, you made it. You did consistent 2 results. I'm here. You made 2 consistent results. You didn't crash. You did no mistakes. But that second race, I guess, it was very, very tough for you.
Yeah, the second race was so hard for me. Like, I'm not used to the speed. I was so happy about my first heat. I didn't believe that I can do top 10. So, yeah, with 7 plays, I'm really happy.
And what about winning the Nations? What is it for you? I mean, it must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. Right? We thought about the podium before the weekend, but not for the winner. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Markus. So this is actually the question I wanted to ask to Hubert Nagel, the team manager of Team Germany. Hubert, you must be very proud of the performance of all the 3 riders. Tell us how you feel at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I believe in my boys. So we had a good practice on Wednesday. I told already before, and it was so funny to work with my boys. They've been relaxed, not stressed, and yeah. Podium for sure. Everybody make a little bit pressure because we have one of the fastest sand riders of the world for sure. Podium, yeah, we go for. But to win, this is a special thing. And believe me, I don't know that this is first time for Germany. I watched the big trophy, and I see only Belgium, USA, France. But now, first time Germany is on, and yeah, I'm very happy about this. That I, as a team chef or the boss, can do this. For me, it's, yeah, they make, my boys make me to a world champion, and this makes me so happy.
Thank you very much.